Welcome to Friday, everyone, and welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. Today is September the 29th, day 272 in our journey through the Bible. Hello to everyone out there. My name's Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. We take a little time in God's Word. We let God's Word take a little time on us. Know how we need that, no doubt about that. Well, today, my friends, we are once again in the book of Zechariah, chapters 4 through 6. And then we're going to finish our reading in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. We are reading through the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in. Zechariah, chapter 4. Then the angel who had been talking with me returned and woke me, as though I had been asleep. "What do you see now?" he asked. I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl of oil on top of it. Around the bowl are seven lamps, each having seven spouts with wicks. And I see two olive trees, one on each side of the bowl." Then I asked the angel, "What are these, my lord? What do they mean?"
"Don't you know?" the angel asked.
"No, my lord," I replied.
Then he said to me, "This is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, the people will shout, 'May God bless it! May God bless it!'" Then another message came to me from the Lord. "Zerubbabel is the one who laid the foundation stone of the temple, and he will complete it. Then you will know that the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me. Do not despise small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." The seven lamps represent the eyes of the Lord that search all around the world. Then I asked the angel, "What are these two olive trees on each side of the lampstand? And what are the two olive branches that pour out golden oil through two gold tubes?" "Don't you know?" he asked.
"No, my lord," I replied. Then he said to me, "They represent the two anointed ones who stand in the court of the Lord of all the earth." Zechariah chapter 5. I looked up again and I saw a scroll flying through the air. "What do you see?" the angel asked. "I see a flying scroll," I replied. "It appears to be about 30 feet long and 15 feet wide." Then he said to me, "This scroll contains the curse that is going out over the entire land. One side of the scroll says that those who steal will be banished from the land. The other side says that those who swear falsely will be banished from the land. And this is what the Lord of Heaven's army says: I am sending this curse into the house of every thief and into the house of everyone who swears falsely using my name. And my curse will remain in that house and completely destroy it, even its timbers and stones." Then the angel who was talking with me came forward and said, "Look up and see what's coming." "What is it?" I asked. He replied, "It is a basket for measuring grain, and it's filled with the sins of everyone throughout the land." Then the heavy lead cover was lifted off the basket, and there was a woman sitting inside it. The angel said, "The woman's name is Wickedness." And he pushed her back into the basket and closed the heavy lid again. Then I looked up and saw two women flying toward us, gliding on the wind. They had wings like a stork, and they picked up the basket and flew into the sky. "Where are they taking the basket?" I asked the angel. He replied, "To the land of Babylonia, where they will build a temple for the basket. And when the temple is ready, they will set the basket there on its pedestal." Zechariah chapter 6. Then I looked up again, and I saw four chariots coming from between two bronze mountains. The first chariot was pulled by a red horse, the second by a black horse, the third by a white horse, and the fourth by powerful dappled gray horses. "And what are these, my lord?" I asked the angel who was talking with me. The angel replied, "These are the four spirits of heaven who stand before the Lord of all the earth. They are going out to do his work. The chariot with black horses is going north. The chariot with white horses is going west. The chariot with dapple gray horses is going south.
The powerful horses were eager to set out to patrol the earth, and the Lord said, "Go and patrol the earth." So they left at once on their patrol. Then the Lord summoned me and said, "Look, those who went north have vented the anger of my spirit there in the land of the north." Then I received another message from the Lord. "Heldai, Tobijah, Jediah will bring gifts of silver and gold from the Jews exiled in Babylon. As soon as they arrive, meet them at the home of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Accept their gifts and make a crown from the silver and gold. Then put the crown on the head of Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Tell him, 'This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Here is the man called the branch. He will branch out from where he is and build the temple of the Lord.' Yes, he will build the temple of the Lord. Then he will receive royal honor and will rule as king from his throne. He will also serve as priest from his throne, and there will be perfect harmony between his two roles. The crown will be a memorial in the temple of the Lord to honor those who gave it to Heldaiah, Tobijah, Jediah, and Josiah, son of Zephaniah. People will come from distant lands to rebuild the temple of the Lord. And when this happens, you will know that my messages have been from the Lord of Heaven's armies. All this will happen if you carefully obey what the Lord your God says." Luke chapter 12. Meanwhile, the crowds grew until thousands were milling about and stepping on each other. Jesus first turned to his disciples and warned them, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, their hypocrisy. The time is coming when everything that is covered up will be revealed, and all that is secret will be made known to all. Whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be shouted from the housetops for all to hear. Dear friends, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot do any more to you after that. But I'll tell you whom to fear. Fear God, who has the power to kill you and then throw you into hell. Yes, he's the one to fear. What is the price of 5 sparrows? 2 copper coins? Yet God does not forget a single one of them. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered, so don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. I tell you the truth. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, the Son of Man will also acknowledge in the presence of God's angels. But anyone who denies me here on earth will be denied before God's angels. Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when you are brought to trial in the synagogues and before rulers and authorities, don't worry about how to defend yourself or what to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what needs to be said." Then someone called from the crowd, "Teacher, please tell my brother to divide our father's estate with me." Jesus replied, "Friend, who made me judge over you to decide such a thing as that?" Then he said, "Beware! Guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What should I do? I don't have room for all my crops." Then he said, "I know. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I'll have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. And I'll sit back and say to myself, 'My friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for?' Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not to have a rich relationship with God." Then turning to his disciples, Jesus said, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food to eat or enough clothes to wear, for life is more than food, and your body more than clothing. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for God feeds them, and you are far more valuable to him than any birds. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? And don't be concerned about what you eat and what you drink. Don't worry about such things. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world. But your Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to those in need. This will store up treasures for you in heaven, and the purses of heaven never get old or develop holes. Your treasures will be safe. No thief can steal it. No moth can destroy it. Wherever your treasure is, there the desire of your heart will also be. Be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. The servants who are ready and waiting for his return will be rewarded. I tell you the truth, he himself will seat them, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, he will reward the servants who are ready. Understand this, if a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. Peter asked, Lord, is that illustration just for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, a faithful, sensible servant is the one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. And if the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. I tell you the truth, the master will put the servant in charge of all he owns. But what if the servant thinks my master won't come back for a while, and he begins beating the other servants, partying, and getting drunk? The master will return unannounced and unexpected, and he will cut the servant to pieces and banish him with the unfaithful. And a servant who knows what the master wants but isn't prepared and doesn't carry out those instructions will be severely punished. But someone who does not know and then does something wrong will be punished only lightly. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required. I have come to set the world on fire, and I wish it were already burning. I have a terrible baptism of suffering ahead of me, and I am under a heavy burden until it's accomplished. Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No. I have come to divide people against each other. From now on, families will be split apart, 3 in favor of me and 2 against, or 2 in favor and 3 against. Father will be divided against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, and mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Then Jesus turned to the crowd and said, when you see clouds beginning to form in the west, you say, here comes a shower. And you're right. When the south wind blows, you say, today's a scorcher, and it is. You fools! You know how to interpret the weather signs of the earth and sky, but you don't know how to interpret the present times. Why can't you decide for yourselves what is right? When you're on your way to court with your accuser, try to settle the matter before you get there. Otherwise, your accuser may drag you before the judge, who will hand you over to an officer who will throw you into prison. And if that happens, you won't be free again until you have paid the very last penny. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Look at the flowers. And look at the birds. Feeling stressed today? Go outside and take a good long look at the flowers and the birds. They just don't work the way that we do. They don't work themselves. They don't stress in the way that we stress. Especially those flowers. So take a good long look at the flowers. Let them remind you of this, that God cares for you. Jesus says, look at the lilies. See how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And listen to this, if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today, thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? The flowers are a reminder, my friend, that God cares for you. He's working for you. Whatever point of stress that woke up on your chest today, He cares for that. He's taking care of that. And the extent that we are truly able to live in this promise is the extent with which we can have generous lives. I'm not just talking about money here. I'm talking about generous lives, generosity in every area of our life. With our time, with our attention, with our passions, with everything about us. If I know that God cares for me, that this life is not measured by how much I own, then I'll be free. I'll be free of a whole lot of stress, and I'll be free to give my life away in love and resources, in time and service. I'll live a generous life. And that freedom can begin by understanding that God is taking care of you. He's taking care of those stresses. He's making all things work out for the good, for those that He loves, those that He values far more than birds, those that He cares for so wonderfully, even more than flowers. So how about today we take some time to enjoy the flowers, to go buy some flowers for someone, for yourself, and take a good long look at them. Really, spend at least 1 minute looking at them and let God speak to you. Let Him remind your soul today that He cares for you. He's taking care of you. Feeling stressed today on this Friday? Well, you go on outside and you spend some time looking at a flower, and you let God remind you of something really important, that He cares for you. That's the prayer that I have for my own soul today, that I'll be reminded of this. That's the prayer that I have for my family, for my wife, my daughters, my son. That's the prayer I have for you. May it be so. Well, it's always great to hear from you. It really is always such an honor to hear how God is using the Word in your life each day. Speaking of that, I want to send my shout out today to cousins of mine in San Bernardino, California, to my cousins Pete and Cecilia Garcia. I love you guys, and man, one of these days we're going to have some time together, and we're going to rejoice at what God has done in our family, the miracle of life, life in Christ that He has brought to us. Who would have thought it? Only Him, my friend. Only Him. Well, you guys have a great day today. I also want to send a shout out to Tracy Kimsey, to Stacy Rupiex, and to my friend Rebecca Tipton, who's been with us for a long time. Rebecca, blessings, my friend. To all of you out there, what a blessing, what an honor it is to take this time together each day. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward. Let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let His joy be our strength. And let's remember to take some time to look at the flowers. Let's remember that we are cared for. And let's remember that we are loved. You are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care. Bye-bye.